Page 108. Listening Practice 2. Web Literacy. You are going to listen to a radio interview about web literacy. Listen and choose the correct answers. Good afternoon. I'm John Malkin with Education Matters. This week, we're discussing internet research with librarian Marla Thorpe. Welcome, Marla.
Thanks, John.
I'd like to begin with the story you were telling me just before we came on the air.
OK. Recently, when a teacher in London assigned a project to her students about a species of endangered animal in North America, she was very surprised to receive two projects about the Pacific Northwest tree octopus.
I've never heard of that.
Neither had the teacher. So she checked the website that those students had used as their source and discovered it was actually just a hoax. There is no such animal.
So what happened? Did the students have to do their projects again?
No. She still marked the students' projects as if they'd written about a real animal. But the incident showed her that some students were lacking what's called web or information literacy. That is, they didn't know how to gather and evaluate online information. In fact, she's now organized a web literacy class at her school.
Sounds like that's a good idea. By the way, how did she know the website was a hoax?
Well, she noticed some incorrect scientific information which the students couldn't have known. But they should have looked up the tree octopus in other sources. Gathering information from multiple sources is an important guideline to follow when doing online research. If the students had done so, they would have discovered that the animal wasn't real.
Marla, could you give us more guidelines to follow when doing online research?
Certainly. To begin with, rely on what you already know. Let's say you were researching the European Union and found a website claiming Britain wasn't a member. Knowing that to be false, you would reject that site as a source.
But sometimes we know nothing about a subject, so when I Google a topic...
Ah, yes, Google. Google is just one of many internet search engines, though certainly the most popular one. Many universities, however, recommend doing online research through a university or library website. These allow access to subscription-based sites more suitable for academic research.
But Google shows us everything available online, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. No search engine does. And this leads to another guideline. Whichever search engine you use, first choose results from recognizable names, such as news, magazine, and university sites. These sites also typically provide links to related sites for further information.
What about Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia?
Wikipedia is an interesting case. Many of its entries are as accurate as those on the same subjects in other encyclopedias, such as the Encyclopedia Britannica. On the other hand, anyone can write and edit on Wikipedia, and even Wikipedia's founder has advised students against using the site as a primary source. However, because many of its entries contain links to their source material and other relevant sites, Wikipedia can be a useful research tool.
We're just about out of time.
Then let me quickly stress, always gather information from at least two reputable sources and cross-check facts.
Marla, thanks for the valuable information. Sports World is next.